Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 20th anniversary with us. We're working on 2021 here, coming up real soon. He's the Vice President of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He's author of the legendary annual report, The 10,000 Commandments, which he's been reporting with us for all these years he's been doing it. And he's the co-author of a number of books, including Copy Fights and What's Yours is Mine. He's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Good to have you back. So the antitrust, animal spirits of the government are stirring up, aren't they?
Yes, you might say that. This is the Trump administration, and if you saw the campaign kickoff yesterday, he said again that he had cut more regulation than any other president. But Well, it was certainly correct the first year and a half, but Trump has his own regulatory impulses with regard to trade, regulation of social media, and antitrust, as you just mentioned. That's the one thing. There are two things, I guess, the parties agree on. One is spending more money, and the other one is antitrust regulation. So there are lots of arguments now that you see flying around in favor of antitrust action against tech companies. You just brought up in your last segment the cryptocurrency issue, and that's probably going to raise
There's no question
about antitrust.
The implications of that, you and I were talking about off the air, the implications of that will absolutely, I promise you, there's somebody in the DOJ right now who's working on what do we do about the proliferation of not just cryptocurrency, but cryptocurrencies that have a home, that are part of an ecosystem that could become huge. And proliferate and become ubiquitous. So I think that's going to be the next thing that's going to be happening.
Well, it hadn't occurred to me until you brought up that point. But you know, if cryptocurrencies are competing, that's going to mean also that Walmart could do theirs, and
Bingo.
Walmart has become very sophisticated online too. And it is the case that Amazon is the biggest online retailer, but there are also big implications for Walmart, which is one of the largest offline retailers.
That's right.
Big online now too, you're asking about antitrust, and the premise of antitrust is that companies can get too big, they can exercise too much power.
Right.
And as you know, we're coming up on as a matter of fact, tomorrow is our 35th anniversary dinner. We're coming up on our big 35th anniversary. CEI was founded in George Orwell's year 1984. Jim, we have always been set against antitrust action because we regard the free market as needing to be supreme. And the problem with antitrust is you replace that market action with coercion.
Right.
You set sectors on a new path. Now, there are always big questions to ask about company size and how big they are.
Would you guys have felt that way back in the 1880s and 1890s? Would you have felt the same way?
The 1880s. Yeah, I think so, because you can even see
when they broke up the railroads, when they broke up the steel mills and all that, those guys, you would have felt the same way back in those days. You thought the Sherman Antitrust Act should never have been created, is that right?
That's right. He was the brother of John. Senator Sherman was the brother of William Tecumseh Sherman, as a matter of fact, who had marched to the South. The other one marched through the economy, as our founder. you even found prices declining and output expanding back in that smokestack era of antitrust. And you've heard of public choice, you know, the notion that industries or sectors can capture government, use it to their advantage, and, you know, things can cut both ways. But you, what you had was a new phenomenon of capitalism. And it's not surprising that when capitalism is relatively new, you don't get everything right.
Mm-hmm.
But you look for ways to expand competitive disciplines rather than to impose political disciplines, which is what antitrust. Imagine, I mean, we could talk about later, you know, some of these implications of breaking.
Wayne, hold on a second. I'm going to stop you for a second. I got to go to a break. Folks, when we come back.
Yeah, we got a break.
when we come back, Wayne and I are going to come at this from two different directions. He's going to come at it from the libertarian, laissez-faire, free market direction, which I largely comply with, agree with. I'm also going to come at it from the standpoint of the technological direction, meaning the Department of Justice's antitrust division can't move fast enough to deal with the current digital antitrust issues. We saw that in Microsoft, USB Microsoft. We'll talk about that after the break. Twain Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.